Ang tax returns ay kailangan ng halos lahat ng kumita ng pera sa Australia. Ipinaliwanag ng pangalawang komisyoner Graham White ng Australian Tax Office kung sino ang dapat gumawa ng tax return.
Generally, everyone who works will need to file a tax return. Generally, also those people that receive other government benefits such as Centrelink payments and also from investments. Generally, if you've earned over $18,200, you will need to lodge a tax return, particularly if you've had tax withheld. Some people earn under that amount but have tax withheld, and so they need to lodge, obviously, to get that money back.
Sinabi ni Graham White na isang mahalagang hakbang upang makapasok sa trabaho ay ang pagkakaroon ng tax file number na maaaring makuha sa pamamagitan ng ATO website.
And that tax file number, once you get a job, you will need to provide that to your employer. What people can do is if they're still waiting for the tax file number, they can still start work. They have a bit of time before they'll need to provide that to their employer.
Ang tax returns ay maaaring isumite sa ATO sa pamamagitan ng tulong ng isang tax agent o sa pamamagitan ng online tool na MyTax ng Australian Taxation Office. Sinabi ni Graham White na mahalagang siguruhin na ang inyong ahente ay rehistrado.
They could use our online product, which is MyTax, to lodge their tax return. They can also go to a registered tax agent. If they are going to a registered tax agent, they need to make sure that person is actually registered, and they can go to the Taxation Practitioners Board website to check that.
Upang makatungo sa MyTax, kailangan ng isang tao ng MyGov account. Ipinaliwanag ni Graham White kung paano ito magagawa.
A MyGov account will also give you some other benefits as well. You'll be able to link to other government agencies such as Centrelink and things like that. But once you've got your MyGov account, you will need to link to the ATO. You will need some information to, if you like, prove your identity. On the website there's information that will guide people. Also, if you are having some difficulties, you can also give us a call and we will help you. You'll go in through MyGov and you'll be able to use our online lodgement product, MyTax.
Idinagdag niya na maraming benepisyo ang matatanggap sa paggamit ng MyTax.
MyTax, the benefits for people is that it actually pre-fills a lot of the information that you need. We gather over 300 million pieces of information from employers, banks, financial institutions, companies that pay dividends, and also other information such as a private health insurance and things like that.
Ang tax return ay isang dokumentong nagtatala ng ibinayad na buwis ng isang tao ayon sa perang tinanggap niya at ang mga binawas na salaping kaugnay ng inyong sweldo. At idinagdag ng ATO na maaaring makabawa sa binabayarang buwis ang isang tao kung magbabayad siya ng kaugnay na ilang eksemsyon. Subalit ano nga ba ang lehitimong halagang maaaring bawasin? Ang ATO website ay nagbibigay ng tulong sa mga uri ng bawas na maaaring gamitin. Inirekomenda ni Graham White ang ATO app na tinatawag na My Deductions upang maitala ang record ng inyong mga gastos.
A registered agent will be able to provide guidance around what exactly you can claim. If people do need information about what they can claim, we have a lot of information on our website. We also have some guides for various occupations. Something else that we've got in place that will really help people is that we have an ATO app, and that app can be downloaded onto virtually any device. And within that app, we have a tool called My Deductions. And what that does is that helps people, if you like, record through a photo. They can record and take a photo of the receipt. They're able to also include the information about the expense.
Inaalam din ng tax returns kung sino ang maaaring magbayad ng Medicare levy at Medicare levy surcharge.
The Medicare levy gives Australian residents access to healthcare. and it's partly funded by taxpayers who pay that Medicare levy, which is around 2% of their taxable income. The Medicare levy and any reductions are calculated from the information that you provide in your tax return. For example, My Tax will ask you the relevant questions. Your Medicare levy is reduced if your taxable income is below a certain threshold, and in some cases you may not have to pay the levy at all.
Ang kinikita ng pamilya o asawa ay maaaring makaapekto sa buwis, konsesyon o iba pang benepisyo mula sa gobyerno. Ang mga may mababang sweldo ay maaari ding tumanggap ng tax offset na inaayos ng ATO. Ang capital gains tax ay maaari ding ilista bilang bahagi ng kinita ng isang tao.
Generally, it's not another tax, if you like. It's just part of the income tax. But where it is if that you have, for example, disposed of shares or other capital assets, you may need to pay tax on those gains. There are also some discounts available, for example, if you sell shares, you'll only be taxed on 50% of the gain.
Ang mga taong nagsusumiti ng tax returns ay kailangan magtala ng kanilang ginastos at sumunod sa mga patakarang tungkol sa kanilang inilalagay sa tax return.
But generally what we say to people is that there's three rules. We call them the three R's, which are it must be real. That is that you must have spent the money yourself, and not reimbursed. Obviously, you can't double dip. It must be related. The expense must be related to your work and not a private expense. It must be also recorded. It's really important that people have a record of the expense.
Sinabi ni Graham White na maaaring malaman ng ATO ang mga taong nagsusumiti ng hindi tamang gastos.
Because what can happen is that people can obviously lodge their tax return. We use nowadays sophisticated technology and analytics to analyze claims and things like that. If your claims are outside of the norm, outside of the ordinary, or using our technology, for example, comparing you with other people in your area, then you may be subject to an audit or being asked about those expenses that you've claimed. You will be asked, of course, for any records that you have at that stage to prove those expenses.
Ang mga mapapatunayang nagsusumiti ng maling claims ay maaaring humarap sa multa at prosekusyon.
Obviously, this can lead you open to a fine and even prosecution. What we far prefer is that people lodge their tax return themselves and keep their affairs up to date.
Sinabi ni Graham White na mahalagang ipaalam sa kagawaran ng buwis kung kayo ay hindi kailangang magsumiti ng tax return.
Look, for some people, they don't need to lodge a tax return, but the best thing is to tell us. And what they can do is they can do that through our online services, tell us that a return is not necessary. Get in contact with us. Tell us what the circumstances are. We want to listen and help you. Don't just stay at home, if you like, worrying about it. Get in contact with us. Again, the message is get in contact with us before we contact you.
May iba't ibang paraan ang ATO upang suportahan ang mga bagong dating sa Australia kasama ang pagsasali ng impormasyon sa 30 lengguwahe at ang pagbibigay ng isang tagasalin. Sinabi ni Graham White na karamihan sa mga bagong dating ay maaaring gumamit ng kanilang libreng serbisyong tax help.
In our tax help service, they will be able to find someone who, if you like, speaks will be able to communicate with them in their home language.
Ang mga kinatawan sa komunidad ay maaari ding gumawa ng online lodgement.
A lot of these services are actually run out of community groups that they may be members of. These volunteers, and there's about 1,000 of them operating out of about 700 different locations. They are able to provide them with assistance. This assistance is free, it's confidential, and they will help them lodge their tax return online. The benefit of them lodging their return online or electronically is that they will get any refund far quicker than if they lodge using a paper return.
Ang ATO ay maaari ding makita sa mga pop-up kiosk sa mga shopping centers. Sinabi ni Graham White na ang mga tax returns para sa kasalukuyang financial year ay dapat isumite bago sumapit ang 31 ng Oktubre ng kasalukuyang taon.
If you lodge your own return, you need to do that by the 31st of October. If you use a tax agent, you need to talk to them. They have a different program, if you like. You need to talk to them about when they need to see you to lodge your return.
Ang mga taong hindi nagsusumite ng kanilang tax returns sa takdang araw ay maaaring humarap sa parusang pinansyal at maaaring sampahan ng interes ng ATO.